And welcome to our new University of Lincoln Student Wellbeing podcast. I'm Louise.
And I'm Rachel. This podcast will be looking at a variety of topics over the coming months.
On today's show, we're looking at homesickness. Over the course of this podcast, we'll look at what homesickness is, how to manage homesickness, and what support is available to support you with homesickness. So, what is homesickness?
Homesickness is defined as distress and functional impairment caused by an actual or anticipated separation from home and people and things that you're familiar with, and is a common part of the transition to university. 50 to 70% of UK students experience homesickness at some point in their studies. So if you live in a flat of 10, it is likely that there could be up to 6 additional people in your flat feeling homesick too.
While it's common to experience feelings of homesickness in the first few weeks of university, some students can feel homesickness at any point throughout their studies. Homesickness is not determined by geography, as no matter what the distance, people can experience homesickness in equal measure, regardless of where they're from. Finally, it doesn't matter if you are an introvert or an extrovert, homesickness can affect those who are confident and outgoing as well as those who are quiet and reserved.
How might homesickness make you feel? Symptoms of homesickness can be inability to concentrate or memorise, difficulty sleeping or eating, constant crying, waves of emotion, absent-mindedness, nausea, headaches or dizziness, trembling, feeling too hot or too cold.
And you may find yourself thinking things such as,
I need to get home, or at least phone home as often as I can.
I want to be with my family.
I've phoned home so often they're sick of me.
I hate having to live with people I don't know.
I miss my friends so much.
I'm all right when I'm busy, but when I'm on my own, I collapse in tears.
People here really do not like me.
It's like prison. I wish I hadn't come.
Everyone else seems fine. Why am I the odd one out?
So what's the best way to cope with homesickness? Firstly, you're lucky enough to live in the beautiful city of Lincoln. While you may need some time to get used to Lincoln, when you're comfortable, take some time to explore your surroundings and get to know the city. Don't be harsh on yourself if you find it tough at first.
In addition to getting to know Lincoln, make your room feel as much like a new home for you as you can. Make it feel lived in and cared for. Be open to potential friends, even if they don't replace the friends and family that you miss. And if you feel comfortable doing so, talk to your friends about how you feel. You may find that they feel the same way.
I like Lincoln, but I do miss my friends back home and my mum's cooking.
I think it's natural to feel that way. It's a new experience, but I know my friends and family are back home if I want to see them, as I'm sure yours are.
Going back home or phoning home very frequently is a mixed blessing. Some say it should be avoided, others find it good and consoling. Experiment to find a pattern that works for you. Give yourself permission to enjoy things here, even if you miss home a lot. If home is a difficult place for you, you may feel ambivalent about being away from it. It can feel like bringing unfinished business away with you. This will be an inevitable stress.
Although it may be hard, generally just staying in accommodation and isolating yourself isn't helpful, as tempting as it can be if you're struggling with homesickness. Try setting yourself small goals, such as going to the SU or walking into town.
There are other ways that students can use avoidance behaviours. Avoidance behaviours and coping strategies refers to choosing your behaviour based on trying to escape or avoid particular thoughts or feelings.
It can involve things like not contacting home because you think you may feel worse, or going out drinking all the time because you feel that's what you should do, or dodging having an awkward conversation.
Avoidance can cause anxiety to snowball because when people use avoidance to cope, they typically end up experiencing more of the very thing they were trying to escape.
While experiencing homesickness can be very common for everyone, not just students, the symptoms can affect some people to a very severe degree. As we discussed earlier, homesickness can result in physical symptoms, such as feeling or being sick, fainting, being unable to engage with friends, studies, day-to-day tasks, with eating and sleeping habits being poor, and with no improvement over time. If this is the case, it's important that you seek help with this. Consider going to see your GP, or come to the Student Wellbeing Centre for advice and support. If you don't feel comfortable talking to your doctor or coming to the Student Wellbeing Centre, then consider talking to someone you trust, such as a close friend. They may be able to help you access the appropriate support. So what support is available?
In addition to the full homesickness workshop offered by the Student Wellbeing Centre, there are a number of other services available. This includes the Wellbeing Service. This is where you can talk about any support you may need to help you with your studies due to issues relating to physical or emotional health or specific learning differences. To access the Wellbeing Service or the Counselling Service, please feel free to drop in to the Student Wellbeing Centre Monday to Friday between 12 and 2pm.
The Student Support Centre and the Advice Team can help with lots of different things, such as housing, debt, benefits, university issues and employment. They can help you if you feel you're being bullied or if there are problems with your flatmates.
The chaplaincy service can offer support and advice and be someone to talk to in times of stress. You can meet with a chaplain no matter what your religious denomination. He supports students of all faiths or none. International advice can also help with visa issues.
Information given today can be found on our website, where you will also find our contact details and drop-in times. If you have any worries, questions or concerns, please come and see us and have a chat with one of our advisors. Keep listening out for more shows or check out our back catalogue online. Many thanks to our voice actors, Zoe, Katie and Beck.